What is going on, guys? My name is Nathan Strauss. I'm very pleased to have joined the Hey 10 podcast. This is another edition of Hey 10 Minutes. Today, I will be breaking down what the bracketology for the conference might end up looking like at the end of the season and the conference tournament. We had pretty high hopes for the A-10 going into this year. I mean, you look at the depth across the league and some of the coaching staffs across the league, and even having lost a guy like Obi Toppin, you think there's enough star power to maybe lead to three or four teams representing this mid-major conference at the NCAA tournament that we did not get to have last year. But alas, I think the story is going to end up being quite different this year. We thought there might be three teams headed to the NCAA tournament based on conference strength alone. My likeliest scenario right now is that two teams, likely St. Louis and St. Bonaventure, will end up making it. But let's break down exactly what's been going on, exactly what to look for in the next couple of weeks. The A-10, more than any other mid-major conference this year, has been incredibly self-cannibalistic. You know, instead of having a couple of teams really separating themselves from the top of the pack, there have been a lot of ups and downs. You have pretty much every team in the conference to this point, now that St. Louis played their first conference game last night, has taken at least one bad loss in conference play. And while St. Bonaventure is on top of the A-10 right now with an 8-1 record, 6-1 in conference play, they were not necessarily thought to be the team that was going to come out of the A-10 on top. They were picked fourth in the preseason poll. Looking at the teams that were projected to finish in front of them preseason, Richmond, St. Louis, and Dayton, Richmond were unique in that they challenged themselves with a significantly trickier schedule than a lot of other teams. They played West Virginia, they played Western Kentucky, I believe. They played Kentucky and beat them, which I think was what gave them a lot of national attention to start. Richmond are a team that is probably on the bubble of making the tournament right now. And it really depends on how well they do, later on in this season.
Hey 10, GiantKiller.co and the By George Podcasting Network present an Atlantic 10 original, the Hey 10 Podcast.
To go back a little bit, the best chance that the A-10 has of getting three teams into the NCAA tournament is if St. Louis and Bonaventure basically run the table on the rest of the A-10. And don't take any losses and really solidify their credentials for being a tournament team, but then one of the other teams in the league wins the conference tournament. Otherwise, if St. Louis or Bonaventure, which come in at 20 and 42 in the net as of today, if one of them wins the conference tournament, it's likely that a third team would not be able to make it. I think it's important that we talk about Dayton for a minute as well. Dayton were a team that obviously lost Obi Toppin last year, but they returned a number of impressive players. They also returned a pretty exciting recruiting class, but they have probably been the A-10's biggest disappointment so far this year. Yes, there have been some off-the-court issues, but if it's possible that one loss can derail an entire team's tournament hopes, then their loss to Fordham pretty much did just that. And I don't mean to harp on Fordham too much because they're obviously nowhere near being a tournament team, but I think it's important that we understand just how bad Fordham are to contextualize why Dayton won't be making a tournament this year. Fordham are statistically one of the worst teams in the country. Their only win of the season was over Anthony Grant's men. And to put it in perspective, there are 65 places that separate Fordham in the net from the next worst program in the A-10 in George Washington. And even worse than that, Fordham have somehow also been luckier than the average team. They've been the fourth luckiest team in the A-10, according to KenPom, meaning that their statistics aren't even representative of just how bad they are. Obviously, there's some coaching turnover going on there as of yesterday. Pretty big news out of Rose Hill there. But the loss to Fordham pretty much ended any hopes of Dayton making the tournament as an at-large. But they did come back last night and beat St. Louis at the Chaffetz Arena, which was a very impressive win. Other teams that might have wanted to end up, you know, being there or thereabouts when it comes to the tournament, Rhode Island. I wasn't too high on Rhode Island. I think it's very hard for teams to return to bring in that many transfers and immediately have good chemistry. They have a couple of good wins. They have a couple of good losses as well, particularly their close game to Wisconsin. But they also have some bad losses. I mean, they lost to BC, who are having a quite a down year. And then they also lost to UMass. Looking at UMass, again, the lack of a true out-of-conference schedule really hurts the A-10 here. UMass's out-of-conference games were against Northeastern and Bryant. They beat Northeastern once, but then they lost Northeastern in the second leg of that back-to-back, and they lost to Bryant. I will say, both Northeastern and Bryant are likely going to be tournament teams. Bryant, in particular, have really, really impressed. But the only hope for teams like UMass, URI, come through the conference tournament. A really interesting team to watch for as well is Davidson, 67th in the net as of today. Coach McKillop obviously doing what he does best, and they have quite a good team. But again, I think their entire season changes if they could have just beaten Providence earlier this year. They're a team that, you know, might find themselves in one of the bubble spots later on in the year. And it really is up to them. You know, they still play Bonaventure, they still play VCU, they still play URI. That, you know, they could easily sneak in. They're also a team that I think is uniquely situated to do some damage in a conference tournament just because of their ability to get hot from three. Obviously, you know, plenty of blue chip talent on that team as well. We know exactly what Kellen Grady can do when he gets hot. And then quickly looking at VCU as well, another, you know, they played an interesting out-of-conference schedule. Obviously, they played Penn State, they played West Virginia, they played Memphis and Utah State. They had some good wins, but also some bad losses, like a blowout loss to URI, which was quite bad. They also have, you know, a difficult run of games coming up, too. They still have St. Louis, Richmond twice, Davidson, URI, and Dayton, so it's going to be really complicated, and I think the big lesson to take away from this year is that the best way for the A-10 to secure multiple bids going forward in a normal season is to play as strong an out-of-conference schedule as possible, because the net and RPI do not look favorably upon you know, mid-major conferences. That being said, we could have one of the most compelling conference tournaments that we've had in a long, long time, because with the exception of, I think, St. Joe's, Fordham, and GW, any team is capable of pulling off an upset. And so once you get out of the pillow fight rounds, there could be a lot of drama when the time comes. But we'll have another episode of Hey 10 Minutes, perhaps checking in on updated bracketology a few weeks from now, once we get a better idea of how the standings are going to shake out. Still plenty of basketball to play, still plenty of teams that are yet to, you know, face a full conference schedule. So we will have more. Thank you for tuning in. I've been Nathan Strauss. You can follow me at Nathan P. Strauss on Twitter. And we will see you all next time.
You ain't never too much shine in no rush now. You got me wondering if I'm ever gonna come down. And if you're the sun, then I'll be too sun. And you can be down on me. Can be down on me, and I've been on the road, and I'm thinking about coming back home, and the world is too much for me, if I'm just a spin far too long, but you never know what could go wrong, you never know what could go wrong, and I'm picking up on you. You wink when you're back on me where you're smart at, no degree from DC. Love me so I feel it in my bones, not the fossil. Run me like a hellbound human through the gospel. Fight me like a boxer, scar me like a mobster. Know me like my author, never knew. Drop me off your roster, you gon' lose your sponsor. You done made a monster out of me too. Out of me too. For all I could do is spend summer with you. Sun kissed the seaside and swim in the waves. If all I could do is spend summer with you, I'd make it a movie and put it on the. And I've been on the road. Sun kissed the seaside and swim.